Well, good morning. We are so glad to see all of you today. Well, we want to welcome you on this Music Appreciation Sunday and also our Senior Recognition Sunday. And we are glad that you're all with us today. And a little bit later on, we're going to be looking at a prayer from the book of Ephesians. And be patient. God is not finished with me yet. And but a prayer that helps us in that direction. So, well, we're glad that you're here. We want to welcome those that are will be listening later on this week. And so let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria this morning.
Glory be to the Father.
Join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Look to the heavens, people of God. Christ ascends to the right hand of God in glory. Let us lift our songs to God Most High. Well, let's join together there and sing another one of my favorite hymns. In my heart there rings a melody. 638 this morning if you want to use the hymn book. I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody of love. I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away. My heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. 'Twill be my endless theme in glory. I will sing. 'Twill be a song with glorious harmony when the chords of heaven ring. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings. Let's sing the refrain again. In my for that melody, for sure. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. God Most High, as Christ ascended into the heavens, may our hearts ascend to you. We thank you for the gift of music that sustains us on life's journey. Open our hearts and make us ready to serve you in faithful and peaceful ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Just kind of hang around for a second. Let's do one more. Come on, let's do another clap. Thank the choir and David for all the work that they've done. We appreciate that so much. And for Carla and all that they've done through this past year. And so we're going to take a few moments here. And let me turn something down here, the choir mics, so we're not humming the rest of the service. We want to take a few moments to say congratulations to two of our graduates this morning. And we're grateful for God's blessing in both of their lives. And this is, I'm trying to think back. I know there's been others that I have a few years ago. But both of them, I got to baptize and confirm in both of their lives. And we're just so appreciative of God's blessing in their lives and what God has done. And so I'm going to invite them. I didn't really tell them this, and I should have probably. But I'm going to invite them if they would come forward. And I got a mic for you. And you're going to have to hold it right up to your mouth. And just tell me kind of briefly what you're thinking about doing after school, whether you're going to be working or maybe going to school or part-time or full-time or whatever. And so go ahead, Sadie. Sadie, yes, go ahead.
So my name is Sadie. I am planning on attending Bright State. I'm doing online classes there. And while I do that over the summer, August, I get to start at my new job at PICWA. I got a job as a paraprofessional with AIDS, so August 10th, I get to start there and help, and I'll be also attending medicine as well. So 2 years until I get my associate's degree, and then hopefully I'll become like a social worker after that. So.
Good. Good. Go ahead, Brian.
I plan on attending St. Clair for EMS and fire.
That's a change since I talked to them. In fact, both of them, this is surprising. So let's congratulate them. And so I want to, would you just extend your hands out towards them this morning? And we're going to pray God's blessing over them. Lord, thank you so much that for these two young people and the ones in the past too, God, we're so just blessed. But thank you that for both of them, Sadie and Brian, as they're moving on in this next journey of their lives. Lord, sometimes it can be scary. Sometimes it can be different. Sometimes it can be so exciting at the same time. And Lord, I just ask your special blessing upon each of them. May you continue to guide them on this next phase of their journey and into their entire lives. Continue to lead them and direct them, open the doors, give them favor as they're going through school, as they're studying and training for their different training that they need for their various jobs in the future. And we just pray that you'll protect them and watch over them and bless them, we pray. As all God's people said,
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations this morning for each of you. Friday, it's going to be official, and we have a Bible for each of you. And so we wanted to present that to you and say congratulations today this morning. And so we thank God for that and that chance that we have to do that. And so we got a few kids. That's good. Come on, you three. I was going to say hoodlums, but I thought, no, I better not say that. Come on, you three. Oh, yeah, I know he's older, but he can come too, so. They're all part of the family today. All part of the family today. Okay, so how many of you like to talk? Okay. What are you doing when you talk to somebody? What? Babbling? Ah, come on, you're not babbling. What are you doing? What's happening between whoever you're talking to? Conversation, communication, all those things, yeah. And that's a good thing, isn't it? Yeah, because you can tell somebody how you're feeling. You can tell somebody what you're facing. You can ask for things. Can we go get ice cream? Is that a good thing? Yeah. Can you take me to my friend's house? All those kind of things that we sometimes ask for, isn't it? And you know what? It doesn't matter if you're 3 or 13 or 16 or whatever. It's always good to be able to communicate. Now, what if you couldn't communicate? How would you convey if you couldn't communicate? What would you have to do? You could learn sign language if you couldn't communicate with your mouth. Sometimes we communicate with our eyes, our eyebrows. Yeah, you do that every once in a while, don't you? You give me that eyebrow thing sometimes on Sunday. Yeah, he's acting like he doesn't know what I'm talking about. Or maybe he does it unconsciously and doesn't even realize it. How else could we go over there? It would be hard to not be able to speak, wouldn't it? And talk. That's what we were doing. And guess what? Thank God we can talk to God. Every day, no matter what's going on in our lives. And we can pray and ask God for things too. Now, God always is going to guide us and lead us in certain ways. Sometimes God may say, yeah, yes, I'll grant that. Sometimes God may say, nah, let's wait a while yet. And sometimes God says, no, I'm not going to do that because God knows what's best for us. And sometimes it's hard when we don't hear answers to our prayer. But when mom says no, or dad says no, or grandma and grandpa says no, do you quit talking to them? Nope. No, you don't. Probably within an hour, you're probably asking for something else, aren't you? Yep. I know, because I know what God's like. Yeah. And you know what? Just because God sometimes says no, or we don't receive an answer to that specific prayer, doesn't mean that God stopped listening to us. But God's always listening, as we talked about a few weeks ago, and that we can talk to God. And that's what prayer is. Sometimes we make prayer more crazy and mysterious and difficult than we should, because we can just talk to God. And that's a good thing. Now, that doesn't mean we can't write things down sometimes that we want to talk to God about. Maybe something that so we don't forget, and that's okay too, that we can do that. But God always is listening, and God wants us to pray, okay, and talk to Him. Okay, you guys can go on downstairs. And we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning, and you may have a joy or concern that you would like to share with us this morning, and we want to take some time to do that and pray for your needs. So what is on your heart and mind today, this morning? Yes.
Well, first of all, up in Washington, D.C. today, they're rededicating the United States back to God. And we need to remember all those folks. And also, please remember the Conway family. My cousin Joanne passed away on Thursday.
Okay. Yep. Somebody else. Yes.
My brother Dwayne is going to have open heart surgery on Tuesday. And Kathy's just under the weather today. She's not here.
Okay. Want to remember Kathy this morning. Somebody else. Yep.
Unspoken.
Who is this?
Linda.
Linda, okay.
It's her niece, Jason.
Okay, thank you. Get that down. Breast cancer surgery for Linda. All right. Somebody else? Yep.
Yeah, this is a joy
Okay. Well, let's just pray for the school, because there's a lot of different things that's going on there, and several teachers that are retiring and all that's going on. And yeah, we want to lift up the school and definitely want to do that. Somebody else? Someone else? Yep.
From the prayer team, I had a Mike King, and he broke his femur, and he's in the hospital. And Linda Everett had that dental surgery. And I think the other one is a Craig Wiley, and he was put on late last night. He's at Miami Valley Hospital. Total kidney failure.
Okay. I did not know that about Linda. So thank you for sharing that for Craig with... And Mike, I didn't know Mike broke his femur?
Yeah. It must be a different one.
Okay.
I just asked for that.
Gotcha. Because, yeah.
Because of his mom's.
All right. Somebody else. Somebody else, yes.
My son-in-law's mother has breast cancer. Her name's Cheryl.
What was it?
Cheryl.
Cheryl, thank you. Yep.
Rodney
Bear. Yes, I did have him written down after you told me Wednesday. Yeah, Rodney is having some kidney failure issues. And his brother went through something very similar. And some other health issues there. And we want to remember Rodney in our prayers this morning. Somebody else. Okay, so we want to remember Carol. Someone else? Yes.
I have two. My friend Linda does have to have chemo. And then Tama, they cannot get her blood pressure down. It's been sky high. She's been button out. But they sent her home, so she's not doing very good. She needs a lot of prayers.
Okay, so Kamala for her... blood pressure. Linda, what was about Linda?
She has to have chemo.
Oh, okay.
Blood cancer. And probably through the rest of her life.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. We'll remember Linda. Someone else. Yes.
And the jury of my niece track team, high school and junior high, really won the conference.
TRC. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, online. That was great.
And I was up on the pole vault this year, so I was really happy. His kids did real well.
Yes, yes, yes. Very much so. Very much so. Someone else.
Erin Louise hurt her ankle in a trail run last week, and she is in a boot again. For a while.
So we want to remember Emily.
Erin.
Oh, sorry. Gee, I totally wrote that wrong. Well, I know Emily goes hiking a lot,
yes.
So that's what made me think that, and yeah. Okay, so we wanted to remember Erin in our prayers with her ankle. Someone else, I thought, yeah.
Also, my sister-in-law, Judy Painter, she's in the hospital with gallbladder problems.
Ah. Remind me her first name, because I didn't quite...
Judy,
okay. I heard Tainer, which I, yeah... All right, Judy. Okay, anybody else? Yes.
Yeah, I have the joy of presenting the Las Vegas Knights for the Christ $1,000 scholarship tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yes. Yes. That's a great thing. So, thankful for that. We're glad Jody's here today. We've been keeping her in our prayers as she goes through... rehab, smoke. We want to continue. I saw smoke on Monday He's doing pretty good, although he's sleeping a lot, but sometimes getting that anesthesia out of their system takes a while. I have not heard, I thought I would have heard from Karen because they were talking about him going over to what we know as Kester. It's got a different name now, for rehab for a while. And but I have not heard anything more from that. So, but we want to continue praying for him. Man, there's a lot of them on here. It's about filling up my whole page. Asking for prayers for Jody tomorrow, sometime between, I don't know, 2 and 4. She is going to be having a special meeting with the county. And we'd appreciate your prayers for wisdom and favor and guidance through that whole situation. I know some of you know what's been happening to her, and we appreciate your prayers for her. Anybody else this morning? Anybody else? Okay, lots and lots of names there. I encourage you to pray for some of these that come to your mind while Carla plays, and then I'll come and close this out then. Gracious God, as we pause today, we thank you that you are our heavenly Abba, our Father, and that you are the one that leads and guides us. And we're thankful for Christ, who came and showed us the way of you and showed us the way you are, O God. And we're thankful for the Spirit that empowers us and equips us that we may go forth in our world and serve you and serve others. And so we're grateful for your presence with us today. Lord, we want to lift up so many of these needs. And there's many, Lord. And God, we just want to lift up a Judy today and Aaron and Smoke and Kamala and Linda and Carol, and Rodney, and Wayne, and Kathy, and Linda, and Mike, and the other Linda, and Craig, and Cheryl. Lord, we lift up each one of these today, that your hand will be with them. Some of them are in need of your healing touch, your grace. Some of them are in need of you watching over them and giving them strength and recovery. And Lord, we just lift up each one of them today, asking that you will be with them, that you will guide, and that your healing grace would flow through them and be with them today. Lord, we lift up the Conway family with the loss of this loved one. Lord, we just ask for your comfort and your peace and your grace today. Lord, we lift up Jody, God, that you'll be with her. And give her your wisdom and guidance and bring favor and leading there in that situation. And Lord, we lift up these unspoken needs that were mentioned. Lord, we lift up Miami East and the various ones, Lord, God, and the direction and guidance there and other situations. Lord, we join together with those that may have been praying about something that they could not mention today. And Lord, we just ask that you would move in those situations too, and grant your grace and your hand, Lord, as those that came in today that may have prayed and lifted up another need. And so we join with them today. Lord, we lift up those on our monthly list, so many of them that are battling cancer and going through treatments. We just pray for strength and courage and faith in the midst of that, your healing touch and grace to be with them. And some of our others, we think about our men and women that are serving right now around the world, and our armed forces. And God asks that your hand of protection and blessing would be with them. We pray for and lift up the situation in Washington today over the 250th, God. And Lord, we ask that you would draw us back to the teachings of Jesus and what he taught us to be in this world and how we're to live our lives. And because we want to follow him, because he is the Lord of our lives. And we just pray that you will work in those situations and those people and all that's going on there. And Lord, we're thankful for your grace and your hand with us today. We ask your blessing upon the rest of this time together. As we break the bread of your word, may you speak to us, encourage us, give us insight and wisdom that we might live fully in all that you have for us today in this world. And we're thankful. We pray for your grace and strength. And we ask all of these things today in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us this morning. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning, and we want to thank you for your faithfulness and thank all those that are involved in reaching out and doing that work in our community and through our local congregation here and for our worship each week. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Giver of all gifts, we are grateful for your every blessing. Reveal yourself through this offering and ministry to a world in need of your glory. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to be reading verses 15 through 21. And you can follow along there on the PowerPoint this morning. From the time I first heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of the holy ones, have never stopped thanking God for you and remembering you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Savior Jesus Christ and the God of glory will give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation to bring you to a rich knowledge of the Creator. I pray that God will enlighten the eyes of your mind so that you can see the hope this call holds for you, the promised glories that God's holy ones will inherit, and the infinitely great power that is exercised for us who believe. You can tell this from the strength of God's power at work in Jesus, the power used to raise Christ from the dead, and to seat Christ in heaven at God's right hand, far above every sovereignty, authority, power, or dominion, and above any other name that can be named, not only now, but also in the future. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would bless the reading of the word and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, three mothers were bragging about their sons. My son is a wealthy lawyer, said one. For my birthday, he gave me a fur coat. The second one said, well, my son is a medical doctor. Last winter, he gave me a vacation in Miami Beach. A third thought for a moment and then said, my son sees a fancy doctor every week. He pays this doctor $150 an hour. And guess who he spends all of his time talking about? Me. Are you getting that? Oh, the psychiatrist? I want to talk to you this morning about a prayer for progress. Prayer. This is one of our lectionary readings for Ascension Sunday, because this is Ascension Sunday also. So after Jesus was raised from the dead and ministered for 40 days, he ascended into heaven and now sits at the right hand. And this technically Wednesday was Ascension Day. And so this falls under about Ascension Sunday and everything. But this is one of the readings for Ascension Sunday. So you saw it up there on the PowerPoint earlier. So I'm going to ask you the question, and I'm sure you have. Have you heard the saying, be patient, God is not finished with me yet? Now, there used to be some bumper stickers. That was probably back in the 80s, maybe 90s when we used to see those. Sometimes you'll still see a meme go around. It reminds me, though, that I am still very much a work in progress. Now, our reading today, Paul talks about the amazing and unlimited blessings that we have in Christ Jesus. And the more I learn about them and him, the more I realize how much I need to continue to grow in his marvelous example. In other words, I haven't arrived yet. I am still a work in progress. And that is why, really, we can say that following Christ is a lifelong journey of progress. And today's reading contains an amazing prayer that Paul offers up to God, or offered up to God, on behalf of the believers, the Christians, the Christ followers in Ephesus in the first century of the Roman Empire, that not only helps us to grow in our faith, but also to be able to comprehend and appreciate who we are in Christ and the blessings we have in Him. And the key in all of this that I want to talk to you about this morning is we pray to progress. We pray to progress. Now, for many of us, we probably think we pray because we're in need, or we pray to get answers, or we pray to get what we want. But God is not a genie. Even though God appreciates, and Jesus even taught us we can go and pray and lift up our prayers to our Heavenly Father in His name. But there's more to it than that. And I'm going to talk to you about two aspects of this prayer and how it relates to our growing and progressing in all that God has for us in Christ Jesus. So the first one I want to talk to you about is prayer is personal. Prayer is personal. And what I mean by that, and Paul seems to allude to here in the reading today, is prayer makes special connections. Just like I was talking to the kids, or at least I was trying to get them, you know, the way they communicate and make connections with their parents and their grandparents and friends and others or whoever it might be, is by talking to them. And prayer is talking to God. And when we pray, we make connections with God, with Christ, with the Spirit, with one another. When we pray corporately together and gather, when we're praying together, yes, we're talking to God. Yes, we're talking to Christ. But we are also connecting with one another when we do that together. And we make connections with the ones we are praying for through our intercession. And in this case, Paul is making connections with the saints, or as our reading says and some others, holy ones at Ephesus. Those followers of Jesus. Those Jesus believers. And when we pray and make those connections, we grow. How do we grow? We grow in our knowledge and wisdom through the Spirit and through these connections. When I spend time in prayer, I make connections with God. I make connections with Christ. The Spirit is there, as Paul says in Romans 8, helping us to pray the way that God wants us to pray, or how we should pray, especially when we don't know how. Have you ever been in a situation where it was just so overwhelming and you didn't see a way out, and somehow you just, there was just something within you that cried out to God and made a connection there? And Paul says that's the Spirit. He even uses a strange word, and he says sometimes we can just groan. Groan. We just don't have the words sometimes, but we can still make a connection there. And he says, Paul says that we make that connection because God wants to give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation. What? Why? Why does he want to do that? So we grow. So we progress. What is this? Revelation is knowledge about God who was revealed to us in Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. It isn't anything we want to make up in our minds that God is like. God is revealed to us in Jesus, His example, His teachings. And then wisdom helps us use that knowledge so that we may live wisely, perceptively, alertly, maybe some other words that you might think of right now. And that helps us grow and progress. I'm going to talk more about that here just in a minute. But I'm trying to make that with the connections and all of this with the connections that we're making. Another aspect of how prayer is personal is by naming people in prayer. And that is, naming people in prayer is favorable. In fact, it's really important and key in what we do. So I'm going to tell you a little story. When I was growing up, and I remember several times, Mom and Dad's bathroom was downstairs. And we all used it, but it was so close to their bedroom that they used it. And so you got the toilet, the sink, and the bathtub. And Dad, when he would go into the bathroom, right there on the edge of the bathtub was his Bible and a prayer calendar that he got every year from the Gideon's International. Some of you know that my dad was a Gideon. He was a state officer. He never went. He never was an international officer, but he was a state officer. And I remember when I was a kid, we went to California to the national convention because my dad was a state officer at that time. But anyways, when I was growing up, my dad had a prayer list from the Gideons that he kept in his Bible, and he updated regularly, and he got a new one every year from the Gideons that had countries you prayed for in a month and Gideon work throughout the year and stuff like that. But along with that, Dad had a sheet of paper that had the names of all of our family members. And there were other people that he prayed for that he came into contact with, as well as situations and nations that the Gideons asked them to pray for weekly. Now, I'm assuming that my dad did that daily, but maybe it was often through the week. And that's an example of how he named all these people in prayer. And connections were made because of that. Think about this. When you tell somebody, and I see this all the time, I see it in their face immediately. When I tell somebody, I have been praying for you, something changes in their face immediately. Why? Because when we say that to somebody, it's not only encouraging, but it results in a warm affection of thanks. And usually, oh, thank you, Jason. Thank you, Pastor. Or whatever. And when people say they're praying for me, I feel that same thing. Let me tell you something. When we do that, when people have done that to me, it's like walls just kind of drop immediately. And you're like, oh, thank you. Somebody you're having animosity against or with, that can just drop when you realize that either they've been praying for you or you've been praying for them. Because it changes us. Why? Because there's a connection that has been made. And that makes prayer personal. Personal. Second thing is, prayer is specific. Now I want to talk a little bit about what Paul says there when he says, hey, pray about this. You know, practical people like specifics. I'm a practical person. I like specifics. I don't like vague things. And so what does Paul say? This is how I pray for the Ephesians. And I think we can say, hey, maybe we ought to start praying this for ourselves or for our own church here or others. We pray for enlightened eyes so we may perceive the things of God. The eyes of the heart, or the eyes of the mind, depending on which translation. And by the way, the heart in Hebrew thinking does not mean feelings and emotions. The heart in Hebrew thinking is your inner core, where you make decisions and you determine things for your life. And so the mind's involved in our will. Yeah, maybe our emotions are there somewhat because they put passion behind what we want to do and what we determine. And so when Paul says, hey, I want you to pray that your eyes of your heart and mind are enlightened, refers to our human faculties. In other words, Paul's saying, I'm praying that God, listen to this, will clear and enliven your eyes and give you the capacity then to know, understand, think, so that you may see as God sees. Okay, how many of you have ever run into somebody and you look them in the eye and you immediately know something is wrong? Their eyes look sad or dark. They've lost the light in them. Whatever they're going through. And then you meet those people and they're like, whoa. I mean, they're bright-eyed. They're alive and excited, and they are clear thinking, all of these things. That's what Paul's talking about. He's saying, I want you to be clear thinking. I want you to be enlightened and let the light of God into your very inner core so that you can see what God sees. Let me give you an example. If we want to see the way God sees, one person may see a street bum deserving of what they're facing. Another person may see someone made in the image of God, and that person needs God's love and help. When we were in Nashville, all over the place, right around our hotel, we saw people sleeping. Right in front of the doors we walked in every day. And my heart broke every time I saw it. I thought there's got to be some way we can fix this and change this. And it would always make me pray. Always make me pray. That's what Paul's talking about there. He goes, if you want to see things the way God sees, you got to be clear in your mind and thinking, not filled with negative, angry, violent stuff that fills your mind every day, that makes you angrier at people that aren't like you or whatever else. He says, you got to get all of that out of there and be clear-minded with light in your eyes, the light of Jesus, so you can see people for how God sees them. Second thing he talks about there is we pray for understanding. We pray for understanding. What is that? That understanding, so we can understand the hope of God's call, the glories of God's inheritance, and the greatness of God's power. Now, that's a mouthful right there, and a lot's being said. But let me just say this to kind of summarize these things a little bit. We're praying that God give me understanding of the hope of God's call. What is that? That is the hope of everything that God wants to put in us to transform us into the image of Christ, so that we can be like Christ. That is something powerful right there. And not only that, but then he goes, I want you to have understanding of the glories of God's inheritance. Now, for years, we read that, and some of the translations kind of leaned in that direction. You would thought that this inheritance was something that we're getting, but notice that Paul says it's God's inheritance. What is God's inheritance? You and I, the church, the people of God, are God's inheritance. And there are glories that are involved with that. Paul says we are being changed from glory to glory. Each new level that we're being changed to. And then one day, as he kind of ends out that teaching in, I want to say 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians, He says we will be transformed and we will be like Him in our resurrection bodies. And so what is that? And that not only that, but that inheritance involves us being and enjoying and living in the presence of God, Christ, the angels, and others. And then he says, I want you to understand the greatness of God's power. But not just God's power creating the universe, keeping the universe going, but God's power that is working among us right now. Right now. What is that? Paul tells us. He says it's the energy, the might, and the strength that God used to raise Jesus from the dead and set him at the right hand of God. In other words, it's resurrection power that he says is working among us. I don't know about you. Can you tell I'm excited this morning? It's exciting. These are all the blessings. And a lot of us don't understand what he's given us and provided for us and that we can enjoy every day. That power is working among us and it is working now presently. So he says, I want you to understand it. So you got to pray that you're going to understand it. But then one day you will ultimately experience it fully. The resurrection. The late Tony Campolo, one of my favorite authors in Christian writing, he was a sociology professor for years at the Eastern University, Christian University in Pennsylvania. He tells the story of his neighbor's four-year-old daughter. He said she was spitting image of Shirley Temple. And one night after the parents put her to bed, a tremendous thunderstorm broke out. The lightning was flashing all around. The thunder was booming. And the wind was howling, beating the rain against the windows. And the father ran upstairs to check on his daughter because she had already gone to bed. And he opened up the door and he said, "Honey, are you all right?" And when he got the door open a little further, he saw his daughter standing like this in front of the window where the lightning and thunder was going off around everywhere. And he goes, "Honey, what are you doing in this storm?" And she turned around with a great big smile on her face and she said, "God is taking my picture." And I thought about that when I read that. And I've shared this before, I think, years ago. But I started to think, wow, what a wonderful way to walk through life. Even in the storms and the scariness and the fearfulness of life at times, is how we can see God working in the midst of it all. What a wonderful way. Prayer is part of our journey. Our journey of growing and progressing. Prayer is personal and specific. And it is both a present reality and a future hope. We pray so we may grow in the image of Christ through the Holy Spirit. So we may experience God and Christ's presence every day. And experience God's power through the Holy Spirit working among us. And then one day, we will find fulfillment when our journey of progression comes to an end, when we are transformed into the likeness of Jesus Christ. What a hope. What an inheritance. What power. Thank God we are a work in progress. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a moment or two and shake a few hands, and then we'll close out there with our chorus today. floor if you would like to sing out a hymn book. Been a little while since we've sung this one. I hope it'll come back to you. It's always, I've sang it at every church that I've pastored. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercy. Okay, now we got it. Let's sing it all again. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. All right, let's join together for our benediction. Let us go forth with a song in our hearts.
We are grateful for the love which God gives us.
May God bless and keep us. May God shine upon us and be gracious to us. May God favor us and give us peace in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.